Here's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In Armenia, a 37-year-old man fatally shot himself on Friday night after police tried to disarm him for over an hour and a half. According to the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to the block of 200 Old Route 22 in Armenia for a domestic dispute at 10:43 p.m. As deputies were responding, dispatchers communicated that the man discharged a firearm. When deputies arrived, they ordered the man outside the residence to drop his rifle, but he did not comply. Sheriff's Office crisis negotiators tried to convince the man to surrender, but he shot himself in the roadway in front of the officers. No one else was injured in that incident on Friday night. Responding agencies included the New York State Police, Dutchess County Medical Examiner's Office, Wasaic Fire Department, and the Town of Armenia Ambulance Corps. In Ankrum on Friday night, a 16-year-old male was pronounced dead at the scene of a crash. Columbia County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched about 7:25 on Friday evening for a one-vehicle crash on Overmountain Road. A pickup truck operated by a 16-year-old from Ankrumdale was traveling west on the road and for unknown reasons failed to negotiate a curve, striking a large tree on the driver's side of the vehicle. The sheriff said the vehicle had no other occupants. The incident is still under investigation. Overmountain Road was closed for about 2 hours on Friday night. Northern Dutchess paramedics and the Ankrum Fire Company assisted at the scene. In a story this weekend in the Republican American, the North Canaan Planning and Zoning Commission will have a day in court on September 18th as Bernie Metcalf Asphalt Paving filed a lawsuit against the commission for denying to even consider its application for a warm mix asphalt plant at 235 East Canaan Road. According to the suit filed by attorney Mark Shipman of Shipman, Shaken and Trafell, Metcalf Paving described during a regular meeting of the commission in January of 2016 the process that would be conducted. The following month, Metcalf Paving received a special permit for a site plan approval for processing and earth-moving materials on the premises. That approval, according to the suit, and runs with the land and authorized possessing of asphalt, which included a dryer when necessary to heat the asphalt. In April of this year, the company filed an application to modify the previous approved site plan for the purpose of adding a warm mix asphalt plant. That plant would continue to process asphalt as authorized by the prior approval. The suit states the modified site plan sought no waivers and, in all respects, conformed to the requirements of the regulations. On May 14th, the commission refused to accept the application and voted to return the filing fee to the firm. Steve Allen, commission chairman, said in a recent interview that a warm mix asphalt plant is not in the definitions of the commission's regulations or in its tables of uses. Connecticut residents have the right to put up signs now on their properties criticizing businesses and can't be ordered by cities to remove them, according to the state Supreme Court. The 6-0 decision came in the case of Milford resident Eileen Razian, who put three signs on the deck railings of her home in 2010 expressing dissatisfaction with a home contractor and pointing out the company's faced lawsuits. Milford officials had ordered her to take down the signs. Her lawyer said the ruling was a message that people's personal private homes can be used for their expressions of their beliefs. Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission having a meeting tonight at 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. Coming up on Wednesday, the Sharon Summer Concert Series continues. The Sharon Parks and Recreation presents from 6 to 8 p.m. on the green for free. Peter McCarron and the Litchfield Camp Faculty All-Stars, that is jazz music on the green. The Berkshire Second Annual Jewish Festival of Books will take place at Hevra of Southern Berkshire in Great Barrington from Thursday, July 26th through Sunday, July 29th. It's co-presented by Hevrath and Jewish Federation of the Berkshires in partnership with the Jewish Book Council. For more information, 413-528-6378 or hevrath.org on the web. There'll be a special town meeting on July 26th at 6:30 at Town Hall to see what action the town will take regarding the following recommendation from the Board of Finance: the expenditure of up to $32,594 in the Equipment Replacement Fund for a new vehicle for the building official fire marshal. Now, there'll be a new informational meeting on a town ordinance in Sharon coming up at the Sharon Town Hall Chapin Room at 7 p.m. on July 26. Residents are invited to learn more about the proposed ordinances and ask questions. The proposed new ordinances are abandoned motor vehicles, abandoned premises, placement of snow in public right-of-way. Draft copies of all ordinances are available at the Selectman's Office at Town Hall. The public is invited for Narcan training sessions on Thursday, July 26th from 6 to 7:30 at the Northeast Militant Library Annex at 28 Century Boulevard. Space is limited to 30 attendees. Reservations are required at 518-789-3340. The Sunset Music Series continues on Thursday the 26th with K-Mac and the Cadillacs, live music, food vendors, a car, and motorcycle cruise. Norman Rockwell and the Four Freedoms will be held Friday the 27th at 5 p.m. at Sharontown Hall. It's free and open to the public, put on by the Sharon Historical Society and Museum and the Sharontown Hall, presenting the next lecture in their History at the Hall series entitled Norman Rockwell and the Four Freedoms. More information at 860-364-5688. In Millerton at the Movie House on July 27th, director Lisa Amendola-Vreeland will screen her new documentary about Cecil Beaton, Love Cecil, followed by a question-and-answer session at 7 p.m. The evening begins with a reception and book signing with Vreeland for members at 6 p.m. The Great Barrington Historical Society's annual antique show and flea market will be held Saturday, July 28th, 9 a.m. till 3:30 on the beautiful lawns of the Historical Society Museum on South Main Street in Great Barrington. The rain date is Sunday, July 29th. Right now, there are over 30 vendors. Douglas Library in North Canaan has filled a bag for $5 book sale back on Saturday, July 28th from 10 until 1. You can fill a bag and help them make room. New books, DVDs, and more. It's upscale sale rooms only. Michelle Arnott, author of Crossword Puzzles for Dummies and Four-Letter Words, Secrets of the Crossword Insider, will host a morning of coffee and crosswords on Saturday at 10:30 at the Sandusfield Arts Center on Hammertown Road. The event is free, but reservations are recommended online at sandusfieldartscenter.org. On Saturday and Sunday, July 28th and 29th, the Litchfield Jazz Festival, their 23rd year, featuring performances by Emmett Cohen and Trio, and Jimmy Cobb, the Jeff Dwayne Watts Trio, Dan Brubeck, Oren Evans, Trio de Paz, and more. It's held at the Goshen Fairgrounds. The Jane Lloyd Fund is holding their 13th annual traditional New England clam bake on Saturday, July 28th from 2 till 8 p.m. If they're left, tickets are $55, include raw bar, clam chowder, steamers, corn of the cob, potatoes, lobsters, one beverage, beer or wine, soft drinks, dessert. Now, hot dogs and hamburgers are available for purchase the day of the event as well. If you don't have a ticket for the clam bake, you can still go and make a donation by buying hot dogs and hamburgers. Music Circle is provided by Elliot Osborne and Friends. For tickets or more information, 860-824-5489-3 or 860-248-0143. You can also purchase tickets online at berkshiretaconic.org/credit card form. On Saturday, it's the Supertone Music Festival in Hillsdale, a day-long music festival. Bat Fangs, Lonesome Doves, Thelma and the Sleaze, John Hatchett Band, Jim Curson, and more, plus farm-to-table food, local beer, visual art, and craft vendors at the Roloff Jansen Park in Hillsdale, beginning at 4 p.m. On July 28th in Stanfordville, Conrad Levinson Sculpture Studio and Garden Open House, a midsummer celebration with food, drink, and music, and live music. All are welcome from 4 till 7 p.m. July 28th, the Cornwall Library and Nat Homer will discuss 80 years of Superman, comic books 1938 to now, as well as some of the medium-specific visual language that make comic books unique and engaging. That's at 5 p.m. Friends of the Taconic State Park have their 10th annual meeting and barbecue supper on Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Copaic Ironworks, a National Heritage Area site in Copaic Falls, New York. They're welcoming Joshua Freeman, renowned historian and acclaimed author of Behemoth, History of the Factory and the Making of the Modern World. It's a BYOB event. Tickets for the annual meeting and supper are $15. Available in advance at friendsbbq2018.eventbrite.com or 518-329-3251 to reserve tickets. July 28th, Annadale on Hudson, Bard's Summerscape Broadway icon Cheetah Rivera, accompanied by her longtime trio, will recreate moments from her legendary career, including numbers from West Side Story, Chicago, Kiss of the Spider Woman, and more, 7 p.m. and at 9:30 p.m. The Northeast Millerton Library Annex is setting the stage for a songwriter showcase on Saturday the 28th at 7:30, hosted by Lance Middlebrook. The public invited to hear the stories and inspiration behind the songs of the musicians who wrote them. The showcase will feature Lance Middlebrook, Elliot Osborne, Julia Davis, and Ed Thorney. Doors open at 7. A $5 donation is asked at the door. Refreshments will be available. The event is underwritten by Harney & Sons Master Tea Blenders, Irving Farm Coffee Roasters, and More and More Printing. July 29th in Austerlitz, it's the Blueberry Festival, kicking off with a blueberry pancake breakfast, followed by 19th century craft demos, antiques, live music, activities for kids, animals, birds of prey, sheep shearing, craft vendors, artisans, and more. The whole event runs from 9 until 4. The Northeast Community Center is sponsoring its 8th annual Chef and Farmer Brunch on Sunday, 11 till 2 at Fairfield Farm, Route 41 in Lakeville. Meet chefs and farmers, enjoy a delicious brunch, silent and live auction, and live music and more. Ticket prices and more information available at necccmillerton.org. A reminder to all Great Barrington Fire District residents, the Great Barrington Fire District special meeting is set for 6 p.m. Monday at the Mount Cavanaugh Fire District Building, 17 East Street in Great Barrington. All Fire District residents are encouraged to attend. The warrant for the special meeting has been posted at the Fire District Office, East Street Town Hall on Main Street, Great Barrington Post Office on Main Street, and the Mason Library on Main Street. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 25,058.12, the NASDAQ at 7820.20, and the S&P 500 at 2801.83. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.